We all face death, some of us more often than others.
Anna, how are you feeling?
Good.
Pastor Vernon Holmes ministers to a small Lutheran congregation in Carmichael. Its average age is 79.
And so are we.
This Sunday after service, Holmes is teaching about the last days of Jesus Christ.
Do we really believe in the power of God to transform this world?
Holmes says his religion promotes quality of life, but also challenges the status quo and injustice. His congregation is part of a state organization called California Church Impact. That group supports California's physician-assisted suicide bill.
There are things in life that are worse than death.
Holmes started a hospice program in San Joaquin County. He says the people he dealt with didn't fear dying as much as losing independence, being a burden, or living in constant pain. Holmes says his faith is about supporting people to live free and productive lives.
And when that's no longer possible, and they feel that their life has come to a point of closure, and they are in the process of dying, to have some say in that process seems to be the more just approach.
Holmes says most suffering is unnecessary, though some Christians may believe otherwise.
Much more conservative theology that would say your situation in life is the cross that God gave you to bear. That's the same theology that says to a woman in an abusive marriage that marriage is sacred and you should yield yourself to your husband because that's what Scripture says.
Pastor Holmes believes death is an individual decision for which the church or the state should not dictate terms. Parishioners like 76-year-old Peggy Rowe agree.
I don't think Jesus would want us to suffer. I think he would agree with us. It's not suicide. It's help.
The fact that some Christians would support so-called right-to-die policy doesn't come as a surprise to sociologist John Evans with the University of California at San Diego.
The first people before the Roe v. Wade decision who were smuggling women to other cities for safe but illegal abortion were Christian clergy members.
Evans says there are regional differences in Christian views, and there are variations in Bible interpretation. Some take the words literally, others believe Scripture provides allegories. But Evans says when it comes to the end of life, there is some agreement.
Most of these Christian traditions wouldn't say you just have to keep trying everything you can to save someone's life if they are going to die. The distinction is sort of in actively bringing about your own death versus essentially allowing to die.
He says only the most liberal of Christians, like California Church Impact, would say it's also okay to end your own life. But one major Christian faith is not on board.
We are not autonomous.
Ned DeLessi is from the California Catholic Conference.
We're a social being. We're in a network of relationships and community, so we're always concerned about the common good.
DeLessi says Catholics believe suffering is part of life, and the challenge is to transform that suffering. He says if people are in pain when they're dying, they're probably getting bad medical care.
And that's a challenge we should all be addressing as a society, not saying, oh, because there is this pain, that then we have to allow someone to separate themselves from the rest of us and to take their own life. We should be focused on how do we make sure no one dies in pain and no one dies alone.
In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.